Welcome, health conscious viewers, to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On our special episodes today and Wednesday, titled Food for Breast Cancer Survival, we are featuring food for life recipes from the Cancer Project, which is affiliated with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM. The Cancer Project promotes cancer prevention and survival through a better understanding of cancer causes, particularly the link between nutrition and cancer. Registered dietitian Stephanie Bina and Chef Sualua Tupelo will present low-fat, entirely vegan, and absolutely tasty dishes to enrich our health and lives with better food choices.
You've likely seen a lot of information on breast cancer, its causes, and approaches that might prevent it.
Today we're cooking with foods that can actually help you fight this terrible disease. Our menu today is a cold beet salad. Beets are loaded with bioflavonoids, reason enough to let them star in their own salad.
Next, we'll make cauliflower with sesame salt to give a healthy vegetable a unique twist.
For our main dish, we'll put homestyle squash and pinto beans over toasted couscous, which is a pleasing way to get lots of fiber.
And for dessert, we'll enjoy crisp apples blended with the robust taste of seasonal berries in our berry apple sauce. What a better way to cleanse the palate and bring extra vitamin C into our diets.
Have you ever had a bad experience using canned beets? Today, we're going to be preparing a cold beet salad using fresh beets. And when picking our beets, I like to find nice beets that are still, the greens are on them, and that they're still crispy, and make sure that they're not bruised. I like to use a plastic cutting board, but when they're not available, and only a wooden cutting board's available, I like to take some mineral oil and put it on the board and coat it. That way it doesn't stain, the stain doesn't stay on there, okay? I like to wear gloves so I don't stain my hands as well. But if you are using it without any gloves, you can put some lemon juice on it. Just wash it with a little lemon juice. That will work. So what we're going to do is take our tops off by just cutting straight down. I like to take this little part off here where the stem is. And then just take our knife and just peel it. Our peeler, that is. And we'll just peel it. Okay, so what we're going to do, I like to cut mine in wedges. And the reason why I like to do that is because canned beets come sliced round. So I like to really make it distinguish that this does not resemble something that came out of a can. So I like to cut them in wedges. And then from there, we'll just put them in our steamer here. And I have some steamed. Do you see that? And you see how beautiful that looks? You know, nice steamed beets. We're just going to put this in back here and keep them warm before we make our salad dressing. The ingredients I'm using is fresh lemon juice for our citrus. Mm-hmm. Okay? We have some stone ground mustard. We have a little apple cider vinegar, some dill weed, and some apple juice concentrate. So let's put it together. First thing I'll do is put our mustard in. We'll add our lemon juice. Our apple cider vinegar. Our dill. And our apple juice concentrate.
What other herbs might you use?
Well, you can put tarragon in it, or you can put a combination of herbs. You know, sweet basil, parsley, dill. Mm-hmm. Any combination of three herbs will work well.
Yeah. Well, Chef, I really like your dressing recipe. You've noticed that there's no added fat because there's no oil, which means that this recipe is virtually fat-free.
Okay, so now that our dressing is made, what we're going to do is put our warm beets right into our dressing. And I like to put my beets in my dressing while they're still warm, because the pores of the beets are just, you know, nice and open, and it's ready just to absorb all those flavors that we have, the citrus flavor that we have from the lemon, the sweet tanginess from our apple concentrate, and it complements the sweet flavor, the bold sweet flavor from our beets. So we'll just toss this around here.
I like to pair lemon juice and beets as well, but I also like to use a low-fat or fat-free balsamic dressing. That's nice on beets, too.
We have just a bed of fresh spinach there, and I'm going to just take some of our beets, and we'll just put it right on top of there. And I'll just put a little sprig of fresh dill. There you go.
It's so colorful, and that dill smells so good.
Our next dish is cauliflower with sesame sauce.
Sometimes you're just looking for a quick way to add vegetables to your meal. Our cauliflower with sesame salt is just the thing. Chef, how do you make it?
We'll start off with fresh cauliflower. We have some sesame seeds, and then we have some sea salt. So what I like to do is to start off by cleaning my cauliflower. And let me just show you how to do that. We take our cauliflower here, and I'm just going to take the end off. Once we have the end off, we'll go ahead and look at if they're in good condition. You can always chop these greens up and add them to a stir fry or something like that. So we'll just set them aside. We'll take our paring knife. Looking at the stem here, we'll just cut around it and cut inwards. I have my knife at an angle like this. So what we're going to do here is just cut around. And you see how the florets just pop right out of there. There you go. Now I'll just break this down just a little bit more just to get them even pieces. And I have some in our steamer already prepared. And what I did with this is I soaked it in a little ice water with little lemon juice just to give it that nice white color before I steam it. So that lemon juice will help to keep the cauliflower nice and white. So we'll just put this back here. And we'll set this off to the side while we saute our sesame seeds. And basically what I mean by that is we're going to toast it. And we're going to dry toast our sesame seeds right in our saute pan. So what we're going to do here is take our sesame seeds and we're going to put them into our pan. And we're just going to dry roast or dry toast these right into our pan. Okay. And you can tell as the seeds starts to get nice and brown, that's when it's ready. You can smell the fragrance from it, and you can smell that nice nutty smell of sesame. And we're using unhulled sesame seeds today.
And is there a reason for that?
Well, the unhulled hasn't been, the hull hasn't been removed, so you have more nutrients in it. It's more intact, okay? You can smell it. Can't you smell that? That nice smell coming out of it. And see how nice they're browning already. Okay.
So you don't have to wait till they start to pop?
Well, I like some to pop, but I'm looking for the color. Right when you get that color, you also
smell
get
it
that.
Now.
Yeah, you also get that popping. You want to make sure you don't burn it, so just move the pan around. Okay. And that looks like about right. Smell it. It's nice and brown color here, so that's great. So what we're going to do is just put it into our food grinder here. I'm using a coffee grinder today. And these are good for making smaller portions. If I were doing a larger portion, I would definitely get a Vitamix or something like that. Okay, so we'll just put this in. Our coffee grinder here. Okay. And we'll be adding a little sea salt to that.
You know, this is a good tip. I use a coffee grinder at home to grind my spices.
Yeah, you can grind your spices, you know, get like coriander seeds and cardamom pods and all that. Put it right in here. It works really good for that. Your freshly dried herbs and things like that. Then we'll just pulse it a couple of times. And that's basically it. You can see the nice steam. Smell that?
It smells very nutty.
Okay.
About how long does it take cauliflower to steam?
No more than 10 minutes. You don't really want it to where it's completely mush. So you want to just get it to where it's... We'll take our nice cauliflower. See how you can feel this. It's still nice and crunchy. See that? Yeah. So okay. And we'll just mound that up nicely. Now we'll take some of our sesame salt here. Our sesame salt. Then we're going to just put some of this black sesame seeds on top. I like to take a lemon and just put some nice lemon pieces around it. And that's basically it for our cauliflower sesame salt.
Please come back Wednesday, August 17th, to join Chef Sualua Tupelo and registered dietitian Stephanie Baina from the Cancer Project as they show us how to make squash and pinto beans over toasted couscous with berry apple sauce. We'll see you soon on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. Up next is Between Master and Disciples. May health and happiness be the constant companions in your life. For more information on the Cancer Project and Food for Life, please visit cancerproject.org, foodforlifetv.org, or call 001-202-244-5038 to learn more about how a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans can help you prevent cancer.
Visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.